Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. Hey, Natty Nation, happy Thursday. You know what this is. It's time for P4P Real Talk with Kaylin and Desiree. Kaylin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I'm feeling a lot better.
That's good. I understand that you had a little issue with your feet. What are you calling them, your hobbit feet? What happened?
Yeah. Well, you know, anything that's like chemical, if anybody's been like working on having a chemical-free diet, meaning, you know, strictly organic, strictly everything's basically from the ground and the soil into your body and out. And that's what I've been trying to do to maintain the keeping up with the shows that I do during the year. And one of the drawbacks is whenever chemicals are introduced to your body, when you're there, your body's not used to it. There's side effects that even the doctors don't expect. And one of the side effects for the antibiotics was a lot of watery tension, and it just went to places they just didn't expect. And one of the spots just happened to be my feet.
So instead of getting super pole dancing skills from your spider bite, you got hobbit feet.
Yes, and probably can't even walk up the pole.
Oh, no. Well, I guess some of us are just lucky that way. But speaking of luck, we are very lucky tonight because we have an awesome guest that is on the line with us. His name is Miguel de Dios, and he is the creator of Mind of Mad. It's a blog that he set up for the natural bodybuilding community, kind of following his path into the natural bodybuilding competing world. And with that, Miguel, welcome to P4P Real Talk. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show, first and foremost. Well, let's see. I grew up in a small town of Perry, Iowa. You know, I attended kindergarten all the way to high school. And after high school, I attended Iowa State University, where I graduated with a degree in management information systems. And after graduating, or in my junior year, I actually scored an internship with a company that I'm working with now, Workiva. And I just work there as a system administrator now. But right now I'm just currently in my off season. So this was my inaugural year of natural bodybuilding. And I'm just in my off season now, just trying to enjoy life and get, you know, things back to normal, I guess. It was a pretty hectic year.
Oh, I bet it was.
I mean,
Okay, very cool. Well, and being a hectic year, because you competed, you competed twice last year?
Yeah, no, I competed in two shows this year. I competed competed in the Natural Iowa back in May. That was my first show. And then I competed in the NGA Tank Classic back in June.
Okay, there you go. And you earned your pro card during the NGA Titan Classic, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, both you and Kaylin competed in that show. You were in different classes, but you were both on stage at the same time, and you both did very well, if I remember.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Kaylin, where did you place at during that show?
I placed first in the Masters.
Okay, very good. So both of you had an outstanding showing. So,
oh yes.
Definitely.
It's always great when you can place, well, in the top five, but to come away in the top one or two, that's always an awesome feeling. So your blog, Miguel, Mind of Mad, what was that all about? Have you always been a blogger, or what got you started blogging about natural bodybuilding?
I guess kind of looking back, I started blogging probably back in college, just blogging about, you know, daily life, you know, struggles with with college, relationships, just, you know, whatever was going on at that time and moment. And then when I decided that I was going to compete in natural bodybuilding back in January or more so last year in the winter, I decided that I wanted to blog about it and kind of just have a platform where I could just talk about my journey and document my journey along the way as I competed in my first natural bodybuilding show. And that's kind of where that all began.
So I'm looking at the homepage of your site, and you say that my dream is to design an aesthetically pleasing and championship physique. And in doing so, I hope to inspire and motivate like-minded individuals in achieving their own personal fitness goals. So with that in mind, how do you, do you feel like your blog is reaching folks? How do you decide what it is that you want to write about and share?
I mean, that's the ultimate vision. I think every competitor is always kind of chasing that never-ending perfect physique. And, you know, I want to, you know, that's my vision, is to create my own aesthetically pleasing championship physique, become my own Brian Whitaker, my own Doug Miller. But, you know, it's just like anything that you start, you know, you got to start small and you just got to, you know, put the time, effort into it and just got to work hard and let that thing grow, whatever it is, whether it's a blog or a book or, you know, a journey or what so. But, you know, I think, you know, I have great visions for my blog, but I'm no wizard. I can't tell you where it's going to end up or how it's going to go, but I just know that if I work hard and, you know, continue to contribute, you know, relatable content, I think it's going to grow and manifest into something meaningful and something that others can relate to and, you know, take from.
Very nice. So why don't you tell us a little bit, or let's bring our listeners up to speed on how you even got started on your bodybuilding journey. What prompted you to jump into this sport?
That's a good question. So I had been probably lifting, you know, religiously probably for 2 or 3 years. And it started, well, let's go back in time. In high school, it's kind of when I first got introduced to weightlifting. And looking back, I really didn't take it seriously. I kind of just did it more so because I didn't want to do physical education at the time. But in college, I definitely needed an outlet. And that's sort of what weightlifting became for me. Going to the gym was just kind of my outlet on bad days and just kind of dealing with stress. And then, you know, and from there it became a passion, really. You know, I started religiously going to the gym and training. And after several years, you know, I really wanted to challenge myself, and that's when the idea of competing popped into my head. And I was actually at, what show was it? It was last year. It was the Bluffs Classic back in November and October of last year that I actually went to go watch for the first. It was my first bodybuilding show I'd ever been to. And, you know, I was looking at the competitors down there. I was like, you know what? I told myself, I was like, you know what? I can do that. You know, I can compete. It's not impossible to compete. And that kind of just stuck with me. And then, you know, next thing you know, I was online looking for the next possible show, when the next show was going to be, if there was any in my area. And it turned out that the Natural Iowa was hosted in Des Moines. So, you know, I made the decision then and there to, you know, commit to that and do my first bodybuilding show.
You know, I think that's funny because I can remember somebody posting a throwback, and she had some shows that she did her first time.
Yeah, I saw that somebody posted that too. And it's always humbling to look back where you started from to see where you've come to, because when you first jump into this sport, it's, you know, some people come out gangbusters and they win their pro card right off the bat. For the rest of us, you know, it's a little bit longer journey, but you don't even realize how far you progress until you stop and look back at, you know, old pictures and see what your form looked like then, what your posing looked like back at that point in time. So.
Oh.
So I don't know about you, Miguel, but it sounds like Kaylin has some memories about some early posing that are.
Atrocious.
That might be a little haunting.
Well, Miguel,
I
want to ask you that, you know, when you, like, I've been to Iowa, and I know that's still NPC country. What had you looking more to the natural side than the untested venues?
I mean, to me, I've always, you know, I mean, looking back, kind of, you know, growing up, I would always see, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger on TV, and, you know, I kind of wanted to be him, you know, seeing all those athletes, Lou Ferrigno, and just, I don't know, but, you know, I don't know, I think I looked at myself and thought, you know, I think I can do what they can do, but maybe on a natural level. And, you know, after I went to see my first natural bodybuilding show, I think that's when the idea really stuck, you know. And I think from that point on, you know, I was pretty just much set on doing natural bodybuilding. I mean, there's nothing against, you know, IFBB pros or anything like that. I think everyone, you know, to each their own, you know, everyone's going to make their own decisions, and, you know, I can respect that. So my decision was to do it naturally, and that's, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Well, I was asking that because, you know, like, I for a long time, I didn't even know natural shows existed in Iowa because there was so many dominant NPC shows that had been highlighted or promoted. And I remember Irwin and his wife, Mandy, had come and talked to me about it. And I was like, what? You know, so I was kind of surprised. And then the Titan Classic, and now you've got the Spartan Classic. I said, well, that's great, because one of the things that I love about Iowa is how well-informed and in tune they are with the competitors, not just the local ones, but the ones that come from out of state as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, they do, you know,
go ahead.
For being, well, I shouldn't even say for being Iowa, but we have a lot of great talent here and some great promoters, so it's always very exciting.
Yeah, I'm very happy, but I'm also really impressed because, like, the last time I'd seen an audience that involved with a show, and I mean that involved, and this was at the Titan Classic, was in St. Louis or in Kansas City. And that's because, you know, they like, it. Natural bodybuilding in that region is like a religion. So I'm hoping that catches on in Iowa and become just as in-depth, or it might be even more, and I just don't know any better.
Well, if there are more, I'd like to know about it. But there are, like I said, a lot of great promoters, different cities throughout the state, a lot of pro qualifiers, several shows for people maybe just jumping into their first competition. So, hey, what can I say? I'm a little biased. I can be. Thank you. but jumping back to Miguel, for our listeners out here who, you know, have maybe been toying with the idea of becoming a natural competitor, but they may be thinking like, oh, I just don't have the frame for it. I could never be that size. But in looking at your history, you said when you enrolled in college, you were 140 pounds. And I'm not even sure, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'9".
So you're 5'9 and 140 pounds. So you were a lean guy,
to
put it that way. Because, you know, you and I, we weigh about the same weight. Or that you weighed back then, and I'm a little bit shorter, so I'm trying to envision. But I mean, so it. I guess what I'm trying to get at is you don't have to be in any particular state to get started. You just need to get started, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, not at all. And, I mean, looking back at college when I enrolled at about 140, you know, that I easily changed that because I think by the following semester I probably packed on my freshman 15, freshman 20. So things were quickly changing. I didn't stay at 140 for a long time.
Well, that's a good thing. We'll just chalk it up to all the muscle that you were putting on when you started getting serious about lifting.
Right. We'll call it
muscle. Yeah, we'll call it that. So as far as your blog now, Mind of Mad, now what does that stand for, the M-A-D-D?
I've gotten this question a couple times. It just stands for my initials, so Miguel Angel de Dios. That's all it stands for. Nothing fancy.
All right, but no, it makes sense because this is all about you and your experience. And it looks like, you know, there's quite a wide variety of topics that you cover. It looks like competition, contest prep, exercise and training. So if someone out there goes to your blog and starts, you know, flipping through these things, what kind of information are you putting out there? Are you sharing recipes, actual workouts, or what kind of stuff are they going to find?
Oh, they're going to find a variety of things. I mean, when I first started it, you know, I had the idea that it was going to be strictly about just natural bodybuilding and my scene and the natural bodybuilding scene. And so everything from contest prep to the diet, the cardio, the routine, the lifting and all that. But, you know, after a while, it started kind of branching out and I started getting into cooking and, you know, I had to cook for myself and prep all my meals. So that's where recipes started getting involved and, you know, folks would see like my posts on Instagram and, you know, they would see the food I was cooking and eating and they'd be like, oh my God, what is that? You know, what's the recipe for that? So then from there, I started doing recipes and that kind of just grew, especially as I got into my off season. I just had more time and I had more calories to play with. So naturally I was in the kitchen experimenting and just, you know, putting out meals that I thought were pretty easy to make and, you know, that tasted pretty good. But so, I mean, if you go onto the site, you'll see everything from right now. The primary focus is my off season. So I've been documenting a lot about just doing kind of monthly and weekly check-ins on how I'm doing with my hitting my goals for the off season. You know, there's certain PRs that I want to hit and you'll see a lot about that. But I mean, I talk about just about everything. I've been trying to talk more about even touching like about my personal life and, you know, how to balance the two, how to balance bodybuilding, how to balance a lifestyle and you know, work and all that. So you're going to see a variety of things on there.
So what kind of things have you?
It.
Go ahead.
Please.
I was just going to say, what kind of things have you learned about the balancing act or what kind of tips would you share with someone about how to balance work, training, personal life, all of that kind of stuff?
Oh, man. I think I'm still trying to find my balance. You know, it's kind of one of those things. But what I've learned is, you know, when it comes to anything that you do, most people don't have time. You know, when it comes to lifting, we don't have time. The thing is, we have to make time for the things that we want to do and the things we love. And so, you know, you just kind of have to go with that no excuses attitude. If you want something bad enough, you're going to do it, right?
No, exactly.
That's true. What I was going to say is that I'm glad that you're going about it this route because it actually shows that, you know, you're touchable because most of the time when they see anybody bodybuilding, anybody fit, the first thing you hear is, I could never, and then fill in the blanks. And then it's kind of disappointing because they've already written themselves off to something that we know is so attainable and it can be done, but there will be, you know, like you said, there's going to be some sacrifices, but when you think about what they're sacrificing, and I put that in quotes, in air quotes, big time, they're not really giving up anything worth value anyway. I mean, you figure, okay, TV, bad food, you know, bad habits, these things are costing life, not sustaining it or enriching it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you come around and you make these blogs and you do those things, you make yourself reachable, and it shows that, you know, you're human. Because like you said, when you went to the first bodybuilding show, I can do this. And, I mean, like, it's almost like we put a wall up that doesn't need to be put there, and then we got to break down the wall that we put up that it was basically limiting us from being any better than what we should be already.
Exactly. And, you know, looking back, my first show, I actually did it uncoached. You know, I kind of went with that mindset. I went with the mindset that, you know, this isn't impossible. I can do this. Anyone can do this. If I can do this, anyone can do this. And,
yes.
You know, I learned a lot from the first show. Definitely learned a lot from that first show. And I was lucky enough to meet my coach now, Trent Peterson, who I'm working with now. And we teamed up, and then we did the second show in June. But, yeah, I mean, you kind of just have to look at yourself, and you have to realize that it's you versus you. I mean, it's you versus the person staring back in the mirror. So don't be afraid that someone may have a better physique than you, that someone, you know, started off better than you. It's about improving yourself and just becoming better than you were yesterday. That's kind of been my motto.
You know, this just totally, because I spent some time looking at your site, and this totally just brings me back to your one of your more recent blog posts, it's that thoughts become things. And so mm-hmm. where you're talking about manifestation and basically where, you know, it's building a strong mindset in that, you know, the things that you, your thoughts become things or the things that you do. And so that's the manifestation. And so and you also go on to say, like, much like my message, better than yesterday, that this has become one of your mantras, and you do have that on your site. It's better than yesterday. So I'm going to assume that's, like, your goal. Like, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're thinking about is, how can I be better than yesterday?
Exactly. And, I mean, we all have bad days. I have bad days. But, you know, you have a bad day, there's another day tomorrow, so to make up for it. And kind of to me, what better than yesterday means, I get this question every now and then. To me, it means really just being better than you were yesterday, whatever that means, by one rep, by one set, by one pound. Maybe you smiled more today. Maybe you did one more good deed today, you know, things like that. I think that goes a long way. And just having that kind of mindset, I think it'll take you far.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, there's that can apply to so many different aspects of our life. And, you know, if you, and I would agree wholeheartedly, if you do just wake up in the morning and think of, you know, what can I do today to make it better than yesterday? It's either going to improve yourself or improve somebody else that you're interacting with. So I think that's very cool. So with that in mind, who is it that you look up to or, you know, find yourself watching in the natural bodybuilding arena that gives you inspiration from day to day?
I would say probably Brian Whitaker and Doug Miller. I've been following those guys. But also just a lot of my friends. I mean, I've made a lot of new friends in the natural bodybuilding scene. Just to name a few, Travis Schmitz, Trent Peterson, Anthony Kim, I mean, Scott Michaels, Brian Maurer, just some guys that I've met since I've kind of been enrolled in this whole new world. But, you know, I draw my inspiration from just about anybody. I think my friends and family, definitely. I mean, I think they do more for me than I do for them, to be honest. So, I mean, motivation's everywhere you see it, but ultimately it does have to come from you, too. I mean, if you're looking to do something with yourself, then you got to have that willpower deep inside. So,
well,
yep,
you
definitely.
Know, I'm glad that you do the blog because you know you're out there and you're doing a great job. But you know, I can look back to when Ryan Doris has first started doing his blogs, and you know, people were unfamiliar with that, and they thought, you know, okay, this guy's just bragging about his good health and everything. And so basically they'd watch the first maybe 5 minutes and basically get a whole idea and rant off of it. And then what surprised me is that he never had to comment because everybody that had watched the complete video had a better understanding of what the person was writing about. Have you had any negative from the positive that you put out? Because I know, you know, a lot of times there are people that really don't like good health because they have no wish to do it, and they have no wish to watch anyone else be successful at it.
Yeah. No, I mean, my site is relatively pretty young. You know, I don't have that huge of a fan base or anything like that. So all the comments that I have received have been positive, and, you know, it's comments and folks that can relate to me and the things that I've been through. And so I think that, you know, I'm staying true to my vision and, you know, helping out and motivating like-minded individuals like myself and trying to, you know, help them and support them and their goals and their own, what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And that's, I love the humble spirit that you bring because, you know, it is necessary because I've seen, you know, just in my gym, especially when I first had come back to Five Star Fitness, where a lot of people were so egotistical that, you know, I said, you're almost running people out of the gym because, you know, we like you said, when you make time for something, you can make any time for something. And a lot of these people that are learning or being introduced to it only have a certain time they have allotted. And if they don't make that time, then they don't make it all. And then, you know, that's frightening when you think about if you have a true passion for health and fitness, that somebody else isn't reaching their goals because of who you are. That would be an insult to me. So, you know, with you doing what you're doing, that actually engages them to try even harder, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to, you know, promote, you know, just try and be humble, really, and, you know, working hard, and, you know, it's paid off for me. I think there's no substitute for hard work, and I think if you work hard, you know, things are going to happen for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Dan?
Oh, yeah, and they already are happening for you for sure. So when can we expect to see you up on stage again?
It won't be for at least a little while. I talked to my coach and a couple months ago, basically following the Titan, and decided that I'm not going to step on stage at least for another year. So you probably won't see me on stage till about 2017. And I'm opening the door for, you know, opportunity and growth there. So it could be longer, but more than likely 2017.
All right. So any particular areas that you're going to be focusing on, or is it just overall size everywhere?
Okay. I definitely have some areas that I need to work on. That was kind of one of the cool parts, too, after the show was attending the after party and talking to the judges and just kind of seeing what their thoughts were on, you know, my whole routine and all that, and asking them what I needed to work on, what were my strengths, what were my weaknesses. And I've really taken kind of those to heart, and, you know, I've really made it my mission to work on those weak points this off season and probably many more off seasons to come. So,
and, you know, that's an important point that you bring up there, because, you know, practically every competition does have an after party where the judges make themselves available, but you see very few competitors sometimes that actually take advantage of that. So the fact that you did make time to go ahead and do that, and sometimes I understand because shows can run really late at night and people are just tired or they're just not up to it, but that you got that feedback and then you, you know, mapped out your course forward based on that, I mean, that's kind of like textbook things that athletes should be doing once they come off of a show and are looking at what they can do to improve for their next show.
Yep, definitely.
So that's definitely good news there. So how do you see yourself staying motivated for a whole year to get that done?
That's a good question. Luckily, you know, I get to work out with a bunch of cool dudes at work. Good buddy of mine, Jason, actually, I just went to his first show. He did a physique back in, what was it, the Greater Omaha National Championships a couple weeks ago. So it's been fun watching him and his journey. And also the guys at work that I work with, Luke and some of the other guys that I work with in IT. I mean, it's just motivating being around those guys. I guess we've been blessed to have a gym at our work. So it's fun that when we get all together and kind of just work out, you know. And it's funny because we finally set the date on this donuts and deadlifts day that we've been talking about for so long now, basically. Next Tuesday, we're all going to gather in the gym, and everyone's going to bring a lot of donuts, and there's going to be a lot of deadlifting going on. So just things like that.
I want in on that action. More of the donuts versus the deadlifting. Oh, what am I saying? I'm in contest prep mode. I need to get the deadlifting going on too.
Yeah, and then also, I guess I have a lot of friends that are going to be competing next year, and I think they're already starting to prep now. So I'll be following their journey, of course, and attending their shows as much as I can. So that's going to be motivating as well. It was motivating going to to Jason's show a couple of weeks ago, just seeing the guys on stage, you know, and just kind of putting myself in their shoes putting myself in their place on stage. You know, I've been there. I know what that feels like. So it's the motivation is definitely there.
Well, yeah, and that's the way to stay motivated as well, because you figure if you stay around like-minded people, you tend to keep that motivation, because where you might wax and wane, they're pushing through just like you had to, like you said, when you were getting ready for stage. Because sometimes, you know, there is, it's almost like a postpartum depression after a show. You're just like, what next? And then you find out, yeah, there's other people, because we are a group, we are a community, and mm-hmm. It's good that we stay in touch with each other. That's one of the blessings of social media, is that we can reach out when we are having those tough days. Because like you said, we all have bad days. We all have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a nutshell, what would you say are some of, like, your five key points that if anybody who's read any of your blogs, what would be, like, the top five messages you would want them to take away from everything that you've shared? I'm putting you on the spot now.
Well, you're making this real talk?
I am making a hug. If you don't have five, just come up with three.
Yeah, something that I've, you know, when we touched on, I guess, my mantra, better than yesterday, something that I tell folks is to, you know, find their own mantra, you know, find something that motivates them every day when they wake up, whether that's a message, whether that's a word, a picture, a thought, or whatever it may be, right? Something that will carry them through their journey, whatever that journey may be. So develop that kind of, or develop something like that to carry you on your journey. That would be one. The second would be just to be you. It's, you know, if you're looking to compete, it's always going to be you versus you. So just be yourself. Work hard. Let's see, what else? And I guess the third one would be work hard. There's no substitute for hard work. Like I said, I think if you work hard, you know, good things are going to happen, or good things are going to come your way. But working hard, be you, develop a mantra, and just, just give 110% in whatever you do. And I think great things will happen.
Well, I think those are all awesome points.
Yes, they are. And I'm glad that he said that, because, you know, he's almost giving me chills, because, like, when we're talking about being in the same environment, having positive thinking and things that uplift, when you're in a community, it's easy to tap into those things, because I'm serious. I just did a status, I don't think it was a couple of days ago, where I said, you know, I'm just happy where tomorrow's going to be better, but the bad things I might have done yesterday aren't the worst thing that I do now. You know, it's like you're constantly looking for constant improvement, even if it's in a bad situation. Do I go that far down like I used to, or do I, you know, find a way to be more uplifted from what I've learned. And I think that's what Miguel's tapping into right now when he's talking about what he's saying.
Oh, definitely, and I would wholeheartedly agree with that. So, Miguel, where do you see this taking you? I mean, what are your goals? I mean, you said, you know, you're always competing against you, but, you know, people also have broader goals of where they see bodybuilding and the industry going. Where do you see yourself going with this?
Well, you know, I hope to compete at a high level, at a pro level. That's kind of what's been on my mind. If I continue to do this, I definitely want to compete at that high level. And also, whatever success may come my way in bodybuilding, I want to mimic that in real life and in my personal life, you know, at work and, you know, and things that I'm doing on my own. But, it's kind of just one of those things. I don't know what's going to happen, and I know that whatever this journey that I'm on, you know, it's going to lead me to a destination where I want to go.
So. I'm loving this humble spirit that you're sharing, my brother, and it's very nice to hear. And you were talking about having a gym at your job. You know, I think that's great, and that needs to come back more because you know, no matter what, when you're in that environment, you start picking up knowledge. Simply if it's just the different machines, because, you know, like for me, it used to be when I went to a gym, every machine was the same. If it was a bench, it was the same bench. If it was, the lat pull down, it was the same lat. But now you know that there's good, better, and best machines that you can use. And, Des, you know, you have Anytime Fitness. I think that it's more than vital for that information to be put out there of what works and what doesn't work. And the equipment that actually is successful, because I know there's some machines that are so, I'm saying this for lack of a better way of saying it, is the where the machines are too helpful with the way you want to live, that you're not getting the muscle work that your body really needs.
True, and I would wholeheartedly agree with that. You know, and that's why having a different environment. Different clubs, whether it be Anytime Fitness or, you know, your gym, Kaylin, or, you know, just checking it out. And I know that, I think, Miguel, I read that you, when you attended the last show to support one of your buddies, you found, like, your dream gym. Was it called Bob's or I forget altogether, but
yeah,
something that you were talking about.
Yeah, Bob's Fitness Center out in Bellevue, Nebraska. I don't know if you guys ever been there, but, oh, wow, that was kind of mind-blowing right when I stepped in. Just the variety of machines that they had, you know, machines that I've never even seen before, and they had it all. I mean, they had a CrossFit area. They had, like, a strongman area, powerlifting area. It was definitely a lifter's paradise there.
Did you say a butt lifter's, or what did you just say?
A lifter's paradise.
Oh, lifters. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know where I got this in. Probably because I have to work glutes tonight. Maybe that's where my mind was at. sorry about that. But, yeah, so cool. You know, sometimes, I don't know, for me it's a little overwhelming if they have, like, too many machines because I'm just like, to Kaylin's point, you never know which ones are going to be too helpful or ones that just look cool and aren't really doing you much of any good at all. So that could always be a challenge, but it's always a lot of fun to try them out and see what you can do with them.
Yeah, definitely. I was, to put it simply, I was like a kid in the candy store there.
So... Okay, well, I'm just trying to go over my thoughts here and wrap up. We're nearing the end of our time, and we've definitely covered a lot of ground. I just want to say I think it's awesome that the work you are doing with your blog, especially being with a new competitor. And, you know, it's great to have those kind of resources out there because for those of us who are in the industry and we love being in it, we want to continue to see it to grow. And I think, you know, people need to have or see more of the real life experiences that you're putting out there, especially those that are new to bodybuilding, so they can get their own minds wrapped around it. And, you know, they can come to the same conclusion that you came to of that, you know what, I can do that. Because there's, I don't really think there's anybody out there that can't compete. They just have to make up their mind that that's what they want to do. And so I definitely think resources like your blog help them get to that point.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what my vision is too, just helping those out, you know, like-minded individuals like myself. You know, I look back at myself, you know, last year when I made that decision to compete, you know, I can just picture, you know, other people out there, you know, that were in my same shoes, you know, or that were in my same shoes now, and, you know, contemplating whether they want to compete or not. And you know what? You should do it. I mean, if you're thinking about it, I would strongly recommend to do it. I mean, there are pros and cons, and, you know, I've written about kind of, you know, everything from the good, the bad, the ugly. But, you know, if you're looking to challenge yourself in a whole new way, I would definitely encourage you to think about competing.
Very good. Kaylin, do you have any last-minute thoughts for us before we get down to the end of our time here? Or not. Maybe Kaylin's not there anymore. Stuart, he kind of does that from time to time. But the last time that happened, he accidentally put himself on mute. So maybe that's what's going on there.
Hopefully, I didn't bore him to death.
No, definitely nothing boring about this at all. But with that, Miguel, I would like to thank you very much for joining us tonight on P4P Real Talk. It's always great to get the perspective, the fresh perspective of people coming in. I love the fact that you put your energy into a vehicle that, you know, is definitely meant to help and enhance others. And that's, you know, definitely the spirit of P4P Muscle. I mean, they're out there to help build up and provide a platform for natural athletes, and what you're doing definitely plays into that. So, love having you. Now, what is the web address for anybody who's looking for your blog?
Oh, it would just be my name. So www.migueldedios.com.
Okay. And that's the real quick day in there is a D-E. So migueldedios.com.
Yep, correct.
And so with that, real quick, a little bit of housekeeping. I just wanted to note that before too long, P4P Muscle is going to be coming out with a new P4P Rewards app for all of its athletes. So for all of the P4P family that are out there, definitely keep your eye open for that information. It is going to be exciting, and you're going to want to get in on it. So keep listening to the blogs, keep sharing the blogs. I've got Miguel on my mind here. Keep listening to the podcast and be sharing that information. And if I'm looking at this right, Kaylin, did we get you back on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Very good. Yeah, we can hear you. We're glad to have you back.
Okay.
We were just getting ready to wrap up. Did you have any last-minute thoughts that you wanted to share with us before we go?
Yes, I wanted to thank Miguel for when we were at the Iowa show. There's something that he did that's very special. And, you know, people that are in of a loving nature and a very humble nature always reach out and grab others, even when they're reluctant, because they're trying to express and explain how much that person means. And he did that at the show and when he won. And I was like, you know, that's special. I mean, it's, because for some people, that's the me moment. And, you know, basically everybody get the hell out of the way because this is my time, you know. And he didn't take that nature at all. And he just, you know, he just brought her in there and he introduced her. I mean, I was just so happy when he did that. So I don't even think I had a chance to thank him for doing that, because that's special. That's really a telling tale of the true spirit and nature that you walk.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know, it was a crazy day, and then, you know, there was a lot of emotion running through me, and, you know, I'm one of those guys that likes to share the spoils, so definitely.
Well, it worked, definitely. My brother. Thank you for it.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Miguel, keep letting your light shine. On behalf of Miguel, Kaylin, myself, and P4P Muscle, if your body is a temple, let's build it.